Joining me in the studio right now is Kurt Fischer, manager at Perkins. Good morning.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Good, good, good. I'll be seeing you tomorrow morning too, Kurt, because you and the rest of the staff at Perkins are helping out the Ishpeming girls softball team to make money. It's going to be a fundraiser at your establishment tomorrow to help the team get off the ground with their expenses, and very much appreciate that. But can you tell us a little bit about what's going on?
We're going to have a pancake breakfast, pancake bacon, complimentary drinks with that. We're just trying to help the pay-per-play programs in the area schools. Ishpeming will be the first school that we help out, the girls softball team, but we're looking for other people. Girls are going to come in, they're going to cook and serve the pancakes. We're dedicating half our dining room to the girls, so hopefully it'll be a good fundraiser for them. And, you know, with these tough times and paper play times, it'll be a great opportunity for them to make money and hopefully win the states.
Yeah. Yeah, and it is very much appreciated because not only is there pay for play, but there's also uniforms, equipment, travel costs. It's impressive sometimes. I think a lot of people don't realize how much it costs to play a sport.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I grew up in Traverse City, and we didn't have to pay a cent for anything. And, you know, I don't have kids playing sports at all, so I didn't realize until I spoke with a coach how much money is involved and, you know, all the players have to pay these days. And, you know, it's tough. It's tough. You know, there's health issues with kids these days, not staying healthy, you know, not being outside physical. And you know, I think the best way is if we can, as a community, contribute and help these kids so they can get out there and stay active.
Yeah, and the girls will be there. The team will be there. They're also going to serve.
Yep, absolutely. Yep, we're putting them to work. They're going to be in the kitchen, too, flipping pancakes. Mm-hmm. So it should be a great time for them. You know, they get a little experience in the restaurant business, see if they want to do that down the road and, you know, possibly part-time jobs while they're going to college, too. So
that's excellent. Yeah, that's and I hadn't thought of that. That's a great experience for them.
Sure.
Yeah, my son worked in the restaurant business, actually worked with the same company you're working with for a number of years.
Oh, okay, up at Hudson's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, started out at Hudson's and learned the restaurant business from there. And now he was going to Northern at the time, and now he's graduated from Northern. Gotcha. He's living in Illinois. But, you know, your point about a restaurant experience and that it's a great point. Yeah. It's a great business to be in.
It is great, especially in the front of the house as a server. I mean, you can work a 3-hour shift and make $50-$60, mm-hmm. And still have time for studying and going to school, as opposed to, you know, other positions where you're not getting the tips. So it's a great opportunity for them. We actually just hired a couple of kids from Ishpeming too that are going to work for us this summer.
So. Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So tomorrow morning at Perkins, you're going to have the girls softball team there. And like you said, they're going to be flipping and they're going to be in the kitchen too.
Absolutely. It's actually not just the morning. It's from 9 to 3.
Right.
There's a 6-hour period there. If you're in town shopping or whatever, come on in for some pancakes.
Got to love
it. You know, we're going to donate at least 25% of the proceeds back to them at the very least. And, you know, Frank, Linda, and Brian, Frank and Lynn are the owners of the four properties, and Brian's the director of operations there. But they're they really want to help the community as much as possible. And you know, we have a large venue at Perkins, so if anyone's interested, you know, we'd love to help out other organizations too.
Kurt, tell folks who may have just tuned in what's happening at Perkins tomorrow.
Tomorrow we're having a fundraiser for the Ishpeming girls softball team, fast pitch softball team, from 9 o'clock. In the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We're doing a pancake and bacon fundraiser. It's $7.99. The girls from the team are serving and cooking the food for you. We're dedicating one half of our dining room to them, and it should be a great time.
Yeah, it should be a good time. I'm going to be there tomorrow as well from 9 till noon, and I'll have a microphone in my hand also and get a chance to talk to some of the girls and maybe some guests, see what happens. But yeah, it is a fundraiser, and it's such a great thing that your organization is doing this. And you were talking in the last segment that you're looking for other opportunities for fundraising.
Oh, absolutely. I get beat up by the owner, Frank, and Brian, and Brian, the director of operations, every Wednesday when we have our meeting. We really want to contribute to the community. We have a give back program right now with UPAWS and with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Gosh, I'm missing one too. The Marquette Youth Hockey, where if you come in, you can't use coupons, but if you come in and tell us you were with one of those programs, we'll give 15% back to those programs. So,
wow.
So we're just trying to help out.
Mm-hmm. Gotta love it. People contributing to the community. That's one of the things we do in the UP.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is contribute. And you said the girls are going to be cooking and serving.
Oh yeah. Yep. Gonna give them an apron, green apron, and put them to work.
And you can come in and have pancakes and sausage, and or I'm sorry, pancakes and bacon, and you can meet the girls and talk to the players and just have some fun.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. We'll have the other half of the dining room open also for the regular menu, but you know we'd like to see the girls' side full before our side is full. So
that's gonna run from 9 to 3. Tomorrow.
Yep, 9 to 3. Pancakes, bacon all day. And, of course, we have pancakes, bacon available every day all day.
So. Yeah, at Perkins Restaurant in Marquette. And tell folks where you're located.
We are located at 2383 US 41 West, I'm sorry. We're right next to Days Inn, Comfort Suites, and Hudson's Grill.
Yeah, there you go. Kurt Fisher joining us, and he's the manager at Perkins, and he's going to be there tomorrow as well. I'll be there tomorrow as well. It's going to be a fundraiser for the Ishmael girls softball team, and they're going to serve pancakes and bacon from 9 until 3. I almost said 3 until 9. From 9 until 3 tomorrow, that's Saturday, at Perkins in Marquette.